Bruce. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I have a lot of things I want to say, but first of all, let me be really serious. Does Hillary look great tonight or what? I think, you know, we have to visit 11 balls tonight, but we wanted to come here and we both would like to say just a couple of things to somehow try to convey to you our gratitude, and I'm going to pull my new prerogative and let Hillary go first.
Well, I know that there are more people in this great hall than Bill and I can even see. And I know that most of you are our friends from Arkansas, and some of you are honorary Arkansans. But all of you are people for whom we are very grateful for your help, your friendship, your love, your prayers, your constancy through thick and thin over all of these long months. And I hope that you felt as we did when today at noon your governor became our president, how proud we were. And we just want all of you to know that we expect you to stay in touch with us. We expect you to visit us. We expect to go back to Arkansas and visit you, and we expect to be part of the future together. Thank you all very, very much.
I also want to acknowledge, I don't know if they have yet been acknowledged, but my mother and her husband Dick and Hillary's mother and her brothers and our families are over there to my left and your right, and I'm really glad they're here. They had a lot to do with this election. I'm sure that all of you know that in a larger sense, you have been our family for a very long time now. And I hope you are really, really, really proud to be from Arkansas today at noon. And more importantly, I hope that for the rest of your lives, you'll always be proud you were here today at the beginning of something really important for our country. The other thing I want to say to you is I can see how tightly you're all packed in here, and I don't know if anybody can dance or even hear back by the exit sign. This is the biggest of our balls, but I do want to say this. I hope that all of you will stay up here very late and not leave, because I want you to know, when we knew just how many people from home were coming, we did a lot of work to make sure this ball would have the best, the most consistent, and the longest string of entertainment of any of the balls. So, I want you to stay here, have a delightful time, hug one another, laugh, and be proud, and wake up tomorrow determined to make something good happen in this country. I love you and I thank you. If it weren't for you, I wouldn't be here tonight, and I'll never forget that. Thank you, and God bless you all.